Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading is Silapayana, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, na lapha kwincwadi kaJude chapter 1, verse 5. Lifundeka kanje kwincwadi kaJude. Chapter 1, verse 5, for corner. Little Lilizwi, though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. Bese lithi lapha kwi 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, for corner. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje lana sithola kwincwadi kaJude, sithole nakule ncwadi kaPetro, ukuthi there's a igama abakhuluma ngalo ele knowledge. Ikhuluma ngeknowledge. Ithi grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. So the peace sithola uma sifinyelela in abundance kwi knowledge kaNkulunkulu. Manje igama le knowledge in the Greek, it means lithi ginosko, and kukhona iginosko lolu liminisha ukuthi knowing, it means to know fully, and the epiginosko le, it means to know. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, I would like to say this morning, many of us siyamazi uNkulunkulu ngani ngoba satshelwa ngaye, siyamazi uJesu Kristu ngani ngoba satshelwa ngaye, but ekuseni kwanamhlanje, some of us, we haven't come to a place of knowing him fully. If we knew him fully, if we know him fully, besingeke besizozavoida izinto uNkulunkulu ezingamplisi. Manje ku 1 John chapter 2 verse 4 wakhona, it says the man who says I know him but does not do what he commands is a liar and the truth is not in him. Bese ku verse 5 lapha kaJude tells us that God delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. Manje, even today, many are delivered. Many were delivered by Jesus Christ dying from the cross. And we call ourselves Christian. But still, singabantu abakholwayo, singalamakholwa angakholwa. Kukhona makholwa angakholwa. Izwi likaNkulunkulu asho uPaul lapha ku 2 Timothy 3 ku verse 5 athi they have the form of godliness but deny its power. Manje yilawo makholo angakholwa, banesimo sokukhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa bephika amandla akhe. Manje uma sibona abantu baphika amandla kaNkulunkulu, sibona ngendlela abenza ngayo nezinto abagijimela kuzo nababantu abagijimela kubo uma befinyelela kuthwani kunithi noma ebuhlungwini ukuthi umuntu gijimela kuphi. Manje njengoba lithi kaNkulunkulu sinesimo we have the form of godliness, but we deny its power. Manje, yaze ekuseni kanamhlanje, siyababona kanjani labo bantu. They always want to be prophesied. Abantu abanjalo, abantu njalo bafuna ukuprofetwa. And izwi likaNkulunkulu liziprofeto lona ngokwalo. Ngoba sometimes we don't need ukuthi kuze umuntu azokuprofeta. Whilst you are seated, izwi likaNkulunkulu likhuluma on a Sunday or likhuluma kuma radio station. Sometimes it's prophecy, prophesying. Empilweni yami nawe. uNkulunkulu uyaprofesaya yiko lokho abanye abantu bagcina bephuma emabandleni athi umfundisi ebekhuluma ngami bekungase umfundisi okhuluma ngawe but izwi belikhuluma nawe umoya engcwele ekhuluma nawe ekhuluma nami ngokwami ngoba ngithanda ukusho ekuseni kwanamhlanje ukuthi nathi sikhuluma izwi kaNkulunkulu siyabafundisi uma simile asikhulumi kubantu kuphela kodwa ezwi likhuluma nakithi ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu it's sharper than the double-edged sword ilolwe ngapha nangapha mayishaya ngapha ishaya nangapha ilolwe ngapha nangapha and manje izwi kaNkulunkulu likhuluma nathi sonke manje uma silibona leli lizwi uNkulunkulu akhuluma ngale kuseni kwanamhlanje singafunda futhi lapha kwi-First Corinthians chapter 10 ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini lapha lithi leli lizwi for I do not want you to be ignorant manje uma uNkulunkulu kuverse 1 wakhona athi I do not want you to be ignorant it means uNkulunkulu wants us to come into a place of knowledge manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje njengoba sikhuluma ngokuthi kukhona abantu amanesimo sokukholwa kodwa bephika amandla kaNkulunkulu manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje i-tackle message yam ukuthi ikholwa elingakholwa kukhona amakholwa angakholwa ngoba uma ekholwa kube asezenzi izinto uNkulunkulu angafuni ukuthi sizenze and when we have come to the full knowledge kukhona izinto esingeke sizenze yiko lokhu ngithi leli lizwi elithi eGnosko eliminisha ukuthi to know in fully manje elithi epigenosko is just to know ngishilo ukuthi many of us we know God because we've been told and many of us we know Jesus because we've been told but we haven't come to a place of knowing him in full manje la izwi kaNkulunkulu esilfundayo lapha ku First Corinthians ku chapter 10 wakhona li uthi umpostoli Paul for I do not want you to be ignorant meaning that he wants us to know fully uthi of the fact brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them. And that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered all over the desert. Manje siyabona ukuthi baphuma labo bantu bephuma bedeliver uNkulunkulu behamba ngaphansi kwelifu bebonke kodwa phakathi kwabo kwakukhona uNkulunkulu awayengajabulanga ngabo labo bantu bephansi kwaleli lifu njengoba nanamhlanje liyenzeka emabandleni ethu sikhona sonke kodwa kusukuthi sisonke uNkulunkulu uthokozile ngathi manje leli lizwi lithi they were all under the clouds and they were all passed through the sea and they all ate the spiritual food and they all drank the spiritual drink kuyenzeka nanamhlanje bangcwele ukuthi sonke silalela izwi ngokufana sonke sidla iholy communion ngokufana and sonke bangcwele sidla isidlo senkosi but it does not mean ngoba konke siya kwenzeka lokho it does not mean uNkulunkulu uplease ngathi sonke kukhona izwi kaNkulunkulu njengoba lisitshela ukuthi bahamba noMoses kodwa asibonke uNkulunkulu ajabula ngabo manje inkulu izwi kaNkulunkulu lesibona ukuthi lesitshela ukuthi manje lithi nevertheless God was not pleased with most of them their bodies were scattered all over the desert Verse 6 wakhona ithi, now these things occurred as an example to keep us from setting out our hearts on evil things as they did. Manje uNkulunkulu uthi leli lizwi libhalelwe ukuthi thina esiphila namhlanje nabaphilizo lona bazophila in the future. Ukuthi manje it is set as an example ukuthi singafani nalabo bantu abaphuma noMoses abathola yonke into etholwayo kodwa uNkulunkulu angazange abe pleased ngabo lithi kuverse 7 wakhona do not be idolaters as some of them were as it is written the people sat down to eat and drink and got up and indulged in pagan revelry lithi kuverse 8 wakhona we should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did and in one day 23,000 of them died manje when we look at this namhlanje ukuthi mayikhuluma nge sexual immorality ikhuluma ngani I Romans chapter 1 iyasitshela nge sexual immorality I Romans chapter 1 izwi likaNkuluNkulu ngoba namhlanje bangcwele sekuvumeleka zonke izinto ngani ngoba kukhona izinto abathi ama rights kodwa elo ma rights lawo amelene nezwi likaNkuluNkulu ngoba uma silibheka lapha ku Romans chapter 1 iyakhuluma leli lizwi kuverse 26 and 27 wakhona malikhuluma lithi because of this God gave them over to the shameful lust Even their women exchanged natural relationship for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relationship with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with another man and receive in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Manje lana sibona ukuthi izinto ezifana nalezi bebehamba bezenza ngani ngoba bebengafuni iqiniso ngoba manje izwi kaNkuluNkulu lithi uma bengazange bafuni iqiniso lithi uNkuluNkulu wabanikela enkanukweni zabo zenyama nanamhlanje kunjalo lithi leli lizwi kuverse 22 wakhona khona kuma Romans chapter 1 lithi although they claimed to be wise they became fools and exchanged the glory of immortal God for the images made them to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in their sinful desires. Kukhona izinto uma uthanda ukuzenza, uNkulunkulu ezikhuza. UNkulunkulu uyakunikezela ukuthi zenze unembeza ufe sizibone size siyofuna ama rights ezinto ezintshalo manje ziningi izinto ezikhuluma ngalezi zinto ze sexual immorality ne incest siyakhumbula lapha ku 1 Corinthians ku chapter 5 wakhona ukuthi I verse 11 yakhona iyasitshela ngokwenzeka khona lapha e Corinthe ukuthi kwenzakalani I chapter 5 u verse 11 wakhona lithi leli lizwi ku verse 11 But now I'm writing to you, you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexual immoral or greedy or an idolater or slanderous or a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man do not even eat. Izwi kaNkuluNkulu lisitshela ngezinto ezifana nalezo. Manje esikhathini esinamhlanje kudingeka ukuthi kungene kuma-rights sivumele yonke into nasemabandleni. Manje sikhuluma ngekholwa elingakholwa. Ikholwa elingakholwa iyazenza zonke lezi zinto. Abona ukuthi zenzwa yizwe. Athi hayi ngiyazenza mina ngoba ama-rights am. But there's no responsibility kulowo ma-rights lawo. And zimelene nezwi likaNkuluNkulu. Ngoba manje uma sizala ngokwezwi kudingeka ukuthi senze ngokwezwi ngoba siyazala ngokwentando kamama nobaba kodwa kufanele ukuthi sizale ngokwezwi senze ngokwezwi manje lokho engikukhulumayo akuphumi enhloko yami akuphumi kimi kodwa kuphuma kulokho esikufundayo ukuthi izwi kaNkuluNkulu kukhona ezinye izinto ezisitshela ukuthi singazenzi sometimes siyasaba ukuyikhuluma kanti mhlambe singasizakala ngoba nathi kukhona izinto uNkulunkulu asiza kuzo ngokuthi abantu bashumayele bakhulume and uthole ukuthi sasizakala saphuma kuzo ngoba uNkulunkulu make silanda bonke abantu balande intweni ezingekho right ngoba lithi kaNkulunkulu sisoni sokwemvelo sizalwele esonweni sinale nature yesono uNkulunkulu make ezosilanda manje kukhona izinto eziphawulwa yizwi kaNkulunkulu sesifikile kuNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu kakhulu lezi zinto izinto angafuna ukuthi sizenze manje sithola ukuthi leli lizwi liyasitshela ukuthi abantwana bakaIsrayeli bebehamba noNkulunkulu kodwa kukhona izinto babezenza elithi izikaNkulunkulu we should not commit sexual immorality as one of them did and in one day 23,000 of them died. Cabanga abantu abayi 23,000 bafa ngelanga lodwa ngani ngoba bebenza imikhuba. Lithi ku verse 9 wakhona, we should not test the Lord as some of them did and they were called by snakes. Uyabona ukuthi bekukhona ababe test uNkulunkulu khona lapho ngoba siyezwa ku Exodus chapter 17 ku verse 7 ukuthi babe test uNkulunkulu kanjani. Izwi kaNkulunkulu that they argued with Moses and tested the Lord by saying, is the Lord here with us or not? Hence the place was called Massa. And then in Dao Yok test Nkulunkulu Yabiso Ngoba Miriba. Ngani ngoba they acute. They tested God. Bebuzu kuthi uNkulunkulu ngabe khona na. Na namhlanje singala makholwa angakholwa. Amakholwa ayenza izinto. Azibuza ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona na masivelela izinto sithi uNkulunkulu khona na ngani ngoba samakholwa ngakholwa usibona uNkulunkulu ukuthi ukhona uma izinto zihamba kahle uma izinto zingahambi kahle sithi uNkulunkulu khona na uNkulunkulu khona whether zenzeka or zingenzeki uNkulunkulu khona yiko lokhu uJob noma evelela izinto wema wathi uJob mina ngimile la kuNkulunkulu angidediswa ilutho manje uNkulunkulu sometimes will allow things zenzakala empilweni zethu ukuthi sibonakale ukuthi singamakholwa ngakho akholwa yona noma samakholwa ngakholwa ngamakholwa atest uNkulunkulu njengabantwana bakaIsrayeli ababemtest uNkulunkulu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngamakholwa angakholwa izwi kaNkulunkulu elisitshelayo ukuthi banesimo sokumkhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa bephika amandla ayo manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sikhulume ngezwi elingu-epigenetic ukuthi manje leli lithi to know just to know but uGenosko is knowing in full ukuthi namhlanje mina nawe singazibuza ukuthi siwela kuphi siwela kuleli lokuthi we know him in full or siwela kuleli lithi we just know him ngoba uma singamazi in full kukhona izinto ebengafanelanga ukuthi sizenze manje siyabona izwi kaNkulunkulu lapho liyasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani manje those who were tested babe test uNkulunkulu siyazi ukuthi uThixo wababulala ngendlela yabo wavusa iy'nyoka ezihambe zibadla endleleni uyazi why zazikhona iy'nyoka ngoba iy'nyoka zikhona ehlane ayekhona kuthiwa yini zazikhona iy'nyoka nezinto ezikhona ama-scorpions ayekhona ehlane kodwa uNkulunkulu ngoba babehamba under a shadow babevileke kuzo zonke lezi zinto and the other group eyayicomplaina kuNkulunkulu yona yabulawa ngenye indlela ngoba lithi zikaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu send the angels and they destroyed how many thousands of them manje siyabona ukuthi namhlanje kukhona izinto ezenzakalayo uma you are a grumbler izinto ezenzakalayo uma ngabe ukholwa kancane manje izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasibiza ukuthi masimaze uNkulunkulu singabi ngabamazi nje ngoba satshelwa simaze uNkulunkulu ngokuthi sifunde izwi lakhe simaze uNkulunkulu ukuthi singa compromise izwi lakhe simaze ukuthi uNkulunkulu singathi sinama rights ezinto ezisinengiso phango uNkulunkulu manje sibe amakholwa angakholwa amakholwa athi uJesu kodwa aphila ngenye indlela uma sizalwa kabusha sizalwa ngokwezwi senza ngokwezwi asenzi ngokwentando kamama nobaba intando esazalwa ngayo ngoba uma sizalwa ngokwezwi kufanele ukuthi sitsheke ukuthi lo nizwi kaNkulunkulu lithini kuyo yonke lento engiyenzayo manje izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasiguide ngani ngoba sizolwe ngokwezwi manje sisavala ngithanda ukuthi no Jesu Christ uma kekhuleka then the priestly prayer ngelanga lokuya kwakhe eGethsemane kukhona izwi alikhuluma lapha kuJohn 17 athi uNkulunkulu ngiyabahamba ngibashiye nezwi. Manje ushiye nezwi, manje yizwi elisiqondisayo athi uDavid, the word of the Lord is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu, yizwi likaNkulunkulu elisibane enyaweni zethu ukuthi sikwazi ukuhamba. Ngani? Ngoba la sihamba khona siyakhuphukela, siyehlela, sihambe ebunzimeni, sihambe ematsheni, sidlula imifula, yonke leyo nto uJesu Kristu asisize sisahambe endleleni ukuthi sibe amakholwa akholwayo. Kodwa it's a decision engingayenza mina nawe ngoJesu Kristu Inkosi yethu. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.